Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to the radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we're glad that we're able to be on the air and be able to bring to you another message from the precious Word of God today. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We're located at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. And so this is our location. Now, our times of our services, we begin our Sunday school at 10 o'clock. We have regular classes for all ages, and we have very good teachers. We'd love for you to come. Bring your families, bring your Bibles, and study the Word of God with us today. Then at 11 o'clock this morning, our regular worship service begins. And if you're not able to come into the Sunday school, then feel free to come on into the preaching service at 11 o'clock. Or it may be that you're able to come to the Sunday school, then we invite you to come to that. Whatever one of these services, we invite you to come. Don't forget also our Sunday night worship services. A lot of people believe that if they just go to church Sunday morning, that satisfies them for the whole week. And that's a very erroneous assumption that a lot of people make. But our evening services begin at 4 o'clock. And we invite you to come to these services and bring your families again and worship God with us. Learn about His Word. Learn about what He wants you to do. Wednesday night at 7 o'clock is our midweek Bible study. And we invite you to come to all these services, and we trust that you will. It's good to see visitors, and it's good to see those people that are interested in coming to the house of God. It's good to know that there are people that listen to this radio program, and it's really a real big boost to us to know that we are being a help to someone out there. And we're glad you're listening this morning, and we trust that you'll receive a blessing from this radio program. Well, we're back in the book of Psalms again this morning. We've been studying the book of Psalms, chapter 1, the last two Sunday mornings. And now this morning, we trust we'll be able to conclude the preaching of this psalm. Psalms 1, we've studied these three things. We had these three points to make. Number one is the steps, the three steps to destruction. And then point number two, we studied this last Sunday morning, and that is the four things that the believer receives because he meditates in the law of God. And then this morning's lesson, what are the three things that the ungodly will receive? And this is taken from the book of Psalms 1, beginning in verse 4, down through verse 6. So the Bible says in Psalms 1, verse 1, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." This is reading verse 1 through 3, and we studied those three verses in the previous two Sunday mornings. And now this morning's lesson will begin in verse 4. The Bible said, "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." And so now, there are three things that the ungodly shall receive. And we should ask ourselves, what is an ungodly person? Well, we have to comment that all of us are ungodly if God doesn't make a difference in us. Now, that's the plain truth of it. Anybody that is not serving God, God's way. A lot of people say that they are godly, and they're serving their God their way. But that doesn't make them godly. Serving God God's way is the godly thing to do. And anybody that does it any other way is an ungodly person. The Bible said that they're not like the tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit and his leaves shall not wither. Instead, the Bible says that the ungodly are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Well, what's chaff? It's an old farming term. A lot of people today who are not raised on the farm and who are not acquainted with the harvest season would not understand what this chaff is. But the chaff is really the hull or the husk, the worthless part of the grain, because the grain grows inside the hull. And then, of course, the chaff is the part that's thrown away. It's no good. It only is good when the grain is growing, and when the grain is developed and they take the grain out to devour the grain, to eat the grain, then the hull, that is the chaff, is just thrown away. And so there are people today, the Bible says, that are like the chaff. They're simply no good. That's a kind of a weird thought. But the Bible says the ungodly are not so. They are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. The only thing that the chaff has done is help the seed to grow. And the seed being the godly. And I know today that we're surrounded everywhere we look. If you're saved today and you're trying to live a godly life, you're surrounded, literally surrounded, by evil. Evil permeates our entire society, and it seems like the longer that I live, the worse it gets. And we could talk about all kinds of pornography and all kinds of... That's just one sin. There's thousands of sins you could talk about. And if I start naming them, then I'll forget one and you'll think it's all right. But anything that's not of God is a wicked sin. And the Bible said, they're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. One of these days, there will be a very solemn separation that shall take place. The Bible tells us that in today's world, the saved and the lost, and that's the only kinds of two people there are today, that they are living together. But one of these days, it shall not be so. The chaff will be driven away. The Bible says that when a lost person dies, that the angels come and literally drive that soul out of this world. They don't want to leave. Tell you what, if I was lost and knowing I was dying, I wouldn't want to go to hell either. And they would have to drive me away. But I'm saved by the grace of God, so I won't have to be driven away. The Bible talks about the parable of the tares and the wheat in the book of Matthew chapter 13. And here it says, or the seed is sown, but the verse 25, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? And he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. But let both go together unto the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. There will be a solemn separation that takes place one of these days. The saved and the lost are mixed together in this world today. But it shall not always be. For when the end of this world comes, the Bible said in verse 41 at the interpretation of this parable, Matthew 13, verse 41, the Son of Man shall send forth His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. There will be a day when the lost, when those that are not serving God will be driven out, and there they shall spend their eternity in a furnace of fire, in a place that's prepared for the devil and his angels. The Bible goes on here in Psalms 1. Not only does it say in the first part, the three things that the ungodly shall receive. One is that they shall be blown away like the chaff. And the second thing that they shall receive is that they shall not stand in the judgment. And I think this is a very peculiar saying here. The Bible says that the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Now we know this. The Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 2 and in verse 10. The Bible says that there's going to come a time when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, verse 10, the Bible said that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Sinners today, lost people, have not bowed their knee before God. They have not confessed Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. But let me tell you this, the Bible says there's coming a day when they will. It'll be too late for salvation. But they will bow their knee and they will confess Jesus as their own personal Savior. Not in this life, in the life to come. And they'll not be saved, it'll be too late. The Bible talks about in the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, when men, nations of this world, gather together and they're going to destroy Jerusalem. And the Bible said this is the plague wherewith the Lord shall smite all of those people that come together to destroy Jerusalem. The Bible says that there God shall look upon them, and as He looks upon them with His eyes of judgment, that their eye sockets will devour away in their heads. The Bible says that their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. Those same people that would stand and look at Jesus as He comes with His eyes of fire, those same people, when they come before God at the judgment, they shall everyone bow the knee, bending the knee, confessing that Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings. The Bible said in Psalms 1 and verse 3 that the third thing is that is that the ungodly shall not stand in the congregation of the righteous. There is today a mixture, as we said before, of saved and lost in this world. You can come into a church service and there will be lost people present in that church service. And that's not wrong. I'm glad that lost people want to come to church. I'm glad that it's so that we can meet together in our worship service. And there are those lost people that are there. That's not wrong. They've come. And we pray that God will touch their heart that they might understand. I'm thinking about the Ethiopian eunuch who was a lost man. Went up to Jerusalem to worship God. And he was there with the people of God. But did not understand the words of God. Going back home in his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah 53, God said, Philip, go down there and preach to that man. And Philip went down there and preached to that lost man, and he understood. And he was saved, gloriously and wonderfully saved, by the grace of God. And so I'm glad that sinners come into the congregation of the Lord today, but there's coming a day when that won't happen. There's coming a day when the solemn separation takes place, when all the lost will be in the lake of fire, and all the saved will live on the new earth, and God will come down and dwell with them. That's the way that it's going to be. Now look, in Psalms 1 and verse 6, the Bible said, For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The Bible is telling us here that God knows which one's His. God knows which one's not His. God knows your heart. You might fool me. You might fool the church that you attend. You might say, well, I've got my name on the church roll. That's good enough. Let me ask you this. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? You might say, well, you know, I'm a Sunday school teacher, a preacher. I give my tithes and my offerings, and I read my Bible, and I do all that. Let me ask you this. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? That's what counts. As far as your salvation is concerned, that's the only thing that matters. Not whether you've been baptized or not. Not whether you're a good person or not. Not whether you attend services or not. But is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Are you saved? Because God knows the difference. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us again today. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forest Hill, Missouri. And listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.